We're going to bring the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission, the regular meeting of Monday, December the 19th, 2011, at 6:01. And Mr. Atchley, would you please establish the quorum?
Okay. Sean Pingleton, he did call to let us know that he wouldn't be here. Susan Martin.
Here.
Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
And we have established a quorum. Or Rick Therese, I apologize.
Here.
Sorry.
I can
sorry, I tried to skip you there.
If we make quorum, we don't
have. After that fiasco, Mr. Ashley, would you please give us an explanation of your meeting procedures?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing request to allow for a new concept request, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your respective case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we have the presentation of exhibits.
Okay, and I went ahead and combined that as a part of the meeting procedures there. I just read that as a part of that. So
instead of a two-line item, it was just a one-line item.
Okay, yes.
Perfect. Gotcha. The first thing that we need to do this evening is we need to approve the minutes from both of the meetings of November 2011. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Mr. Treese, do I hear a second?
A second.
Do I hear any discussion? Very well. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes of the meetings from November 2011 have been approved. Tonight we have final votes on three projects that are before us. Larimore Photography, Learn and Play Daycare, and Spirit Hills Air Park. The first one we will be looking at is Larimore Photography. Do any of you have any questions of the applicant? Do we need any review? Okay. Do I have a motion then to approve the application for Larimore Photography?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
You're going to second it, okay.
Yeah, quick.
That'd be quick here. Yeah. That'd be a second.
Do I have any discussion? Okay, we'll take a vote. All in favor of approving Larimore Photography, say aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, Larimore Photography's application has been approved. Thank you all very much for coming tonight. We appreciate it very, very much. And congratulations.
Thank you. And you were very concise on your documentation and stuff.
did it.
Great job.
Very professional.
I was studying. You should have seen me. I was studying like it was a big test.
I just want to know, are y'all still going to take passport pictures?
Yes, we will.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, no more drop-ins. You and my hairdresser. Okay, fine. Thank you all very much for coming tonight. We appreciate it. The second application we were going to look at is Learn and Play Daycare. And do we have any questions from the board? I noticed, Mr. Atchley, on the summary that you kind of elaborated on number two.
Yes, I wanted
share that with us, please.
I just wanted to make sure. Of course, this will also require a license through the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services if they're going to be caring for over four children. And so the staff was proposing a requirement that before a certificate of conformance is issued, that they obtain the appropriate licenses through the state, through the basically the state health department, just to ensure that everything's in place. They do. It's my understanding that they'll do quite a few inspections of the actual facility also. So.
Okay. I know that there's, in some other cases, been discussion about ensuring, and I need to see if this is within our purview, if we have a licensed person, if we can request that a licensed person is on premises all the time during business hours.
Okay.
Can that be, that would be a suggestion. Do I hear somebody wants to make a motion that we add that to number two?
I'll make a motion that we add that in there. I mean, it may be a statement by the state of Missouri to have to be that way, but with her talking about her or her mother being there, I don't think that's a good thing.
I agree with you.
At least we need to be on the record of requiring that.
Okay.
Two certified people, or one certified person is there all business hours.
Is that not a state requirement on a license like that?
More than likely it is.
I think it's repetition. I'm pretty sure it's repetition, but it don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're on the record as saying
it. But I think I remember on that license that it is.
But now we're on the record as saying it.
Excuse me.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve this with the amendment that Mr. Caudill added, requiring a licensed person on premises during certified licensed person on premises during all business hours? Do I hear a motion to accept it?
I can't find that in here. Bob, what's that read on the exit and coming into the? I can't. Oh. Didn't we put that in?
Yeah, on number four here. We've just got appropriate signage will be placed at the two access points, indicating both the entrance and exit. The applicant had indicated to us that they were going to designate one as an entrance and one as an exit point. And the staff just felt it would probably be a good idea. And I think they plan to do this anyway, just to have signage that recognizes one as the exit and one as the entrance.
Yeah, but does it say? We talked about the south side being the entrance and the north side being the exit, since that curve there.
Okay. We could further clarify that.
Let's add that in.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So you want to add to number four that the north side be the south side be the entrance and the north side be the exit? Okay. I think there was question also when we discussed this about the easement, and the gentleman who owns the property was going to come back and show, and can you tell us what transpired when he came back in?
Yeah, there is an easement. He gave it on the land description and everything, and there is an easement already in place. Isn't that what they said, Bob?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But he brought it back into the office.
Yes.
No,
he brought it to the meeting and brought it up.
Okay. I just want to make sure that our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted. Okay. All right, with the two amendments to number two and to number four, do I hear a motion to accept?
I'll make the motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. The Learn and Play Center application has been approved. The final one is Spirit Hills Air Park. Do we need any discussion? Do any of y'all have any questions before we take a vote on this one?
I do have some questions. Would you like to speak first, Bob?
I just wanted to bring up one clarification, if I could. I have amended the staff's recommendation on item number two, where it speaks to the way I've got it worded right now is Planning Commission approval shall be sought for a Division 3 permit prior to the construction of any structures on commercial lot number 3. Initially, we had talked about a Division 3 permit for each of these four commercial lots, but really three of the four commercial lots, they do specify a use. Two of these four lots are going to be aircraft hangars, with the third one being a horse stable, but we've got one that's basically not. We don't specify a use, and so the staff felt it might be appropriate to have that come back before the commission to establish a specific use for that one lot.
Okay, this is just on lot number four? Is
that commercial lot three.
Okay, so you're amending, so you've... On my sheet, it says prior to the construction of the structures on the four commercial lots.
Exactly.
So you want to specify
all four.
I just didn't know that it was necessary for all four because they have specified a use on three of the four.
Okay.
Was my thinking after the fact. They haven't presented a specific site plan, but they have presented a use.
Okay, so what you're showing up here on number two is what you're recommending then.
That's what we have in our writing.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've got a question. The way it's structured now, if they decide not to make those into hangars, decide to put a Walmart there, they'd have to come back then, wouldn't they?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because it really specifies that those two are going to be commercial hangars.
It's still commercial property.
Yes.
Either way.
And that one's going to be basically a horse stable, but with this type of zoning, they're really specifying a use or a set of uses.
Is the stable going to be commercial? Is that the way it's done?
It'll be used for the.
But they're going to be paying rent, right?
And they'll pay dues to the association. That's the way it'll be used. It won't be set up as business for people.
The question I've got is about the stop work order. What's the deal with that?
Well, the status of that basically, and I did meet with Tammy Warner on site Friday, along with the personnel from the DNR. Basically, she's cleared out an area that's going to be this future runway. I think the intent was to clear out trees in the area. I don't know at what point the grading had begun, but when we went out, there was a bulldozer there, and so I approached it as a stop work order just because there was a bulldozer on site. She has provided us with an erosion control plan. It's my understanding that her husband has just undergone surgery, and she's indicated to me that she's going to get this rectified this next week, that she's going to, but at this point, I mean, she has begun the process. She did contact me as soon as I sent this out to her, but at this point, she still needs to provide us with the application, and then with the land disturbance bond.
So we have not gotten everything that we need from her to really look at this closely. I mean, with the stop work order and the bond, we don't have the bond yet.
We don't at this point. She she has indicated that the reasoning for this was that her husband was in intensive care, but I
can't in good conscience go ahead and say continue on and say okay until we get all our ducks in a row.
You know, to give an example is the airport.
They brought theirs up to date.
She was in her clear a couple acres or 3 acres.
But they brought it up to date.
No, it wasn't even close to date when it was voted on. That's a fact. They had one for 75 acres and it's twice that much trade. But I mean, you just do what you want to do. If you want to table it for a month, that's fine.
Can we do that without any problem?
Really can. I mean, it's at the discretion of the commission.
And let her get the stuff in place.
Right. I'd like to make a motion to table this project until everything can be put in order.
Okay. Do I hear a second on that motion?
Yeah.
All in favor of tabling this until she has met all the requirements that we have? Do I hear? We've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, then we are going to table this until she has brought in everything and has satisfied all the requirements that planning and zoning requires from her.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now we're on to concepts.
And I didn't really have a staff report at this point, but just tried to put together some aerials so that if the applicant wanted to, just to show you the basic location of this. This is actually on this lot right here, located off of Yale Street, not far off of Highway 65. And I'll let the applicant explain at this point what's proposed.
This is a little portal.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Where's this at?
If you turn along the outer road by Meeks, climb to the end of it, down there.
Down there by the winery.
That's where it's located, right. There used to be a little sign there that had like, it told the local television, I mean the radio station and their advertisement.
It's down past the winery that you're putting in there or started.
It's the last place on the right before you turn. Okay. the people here have owned this for quite a while and in there, and what they're wanting to do is take the existing structure. They're not wanting to build anything new. They're just wanting to go in and use it as commercial usage. And I don't have a list on the application with me, but there is a thorough list of all the activities that could take place in this building. And I told Larry Nelson that he needed to list everything, so that way there would be a problem with the Division 3 of if this was there or that was there. All of it's like commercial usage. And probably, you know, that's all they're going to do, and there's not going to be any traffic in there to, you know, not anything for people coming in. It's going to be kind of like in-house commercial usage. In there, the right there at the northerly corner, that used to be part of this lot. They put a well in there to serve the places there to the north. And that well is no longer used because I guess it's on district free water.
Yeah.
So the well's been abandoned. They've actually capped it off and everything. So the POA's in the process of deeding that piece to Mr. Milton there because it's no use to anybody. And it come off of that lot originally there. On this here, Wednesday night, we'll be in the Board of Adjustments to ask for the board fence instead of the vegetated buffer. So we've got that already filed with them to be heard Wednesday night. Because due to where the building is and everything like that, it's feasible to put the 25-foot or 40-foot vegetated buffer in there, so we're just asking for that variance from the board. So we, when we come to you with public hearing, we either got it or we don't. But that's basically what it amounts to. They're going to create three or four parking spots there for employees, and that's all we're going to be doing to it as far as new construction. And they'll go there where the well is, on that little piece.
Well, the only thing I've got to say about that, I want to, as former head of the water district over there, I know we've had a lot of trouble with wells just kind of disappearing and not being properly, and I wanted in the decision of record that that well is properly, according to DNR.
Bill Thompson was supposed to cap it and done that.
Yeah.
You know, what they done, I do not know they. Just so you know kind of what's going to go on in this area, Stormy Point people bought, when you turn in this road here, I don't have a pointer, but
sorry.
They have bought all of this property right here, all the way back to those Branson Hills. And that's already been approved to the city of Branson as a PD for condominiums. So all of that area is getting ready to turn commercial. And they'll probably start construction on that within the next year, because they've already submitted the engineering documents and everything in there for the condominium. So that went through about a year ago with the city. They were planning on starting it this year, then they bought a resort out west. They've been working on it, and they're going to be back here to work on this. And that's one of the few timeshares around the area that's really been successful in the last 4 years. They've really sold a lot of units. And they plan on going in there, and there will be a street built from the end of this outer road that will go all the way through across the golf course on that existing road that will tie in with Branson Hills across there.
What are they doing about the gated access over there?
I don't know, but the city of Branson is requiring it.
Huh. Access from the north and south.
Mm-hmm. I think there one reason they're requiring it is so emergency vehicles can get either in. Either
well,
way.
I suppose, but I mean, the Branson Hills have got that gated area.
Yeah, they do, but that's in the development, and I don't know if Bob's talked to them over there, but the PD was run through by Bill Young. And I'm trying to remember the name of that street that goes across.
I don't remember either, but
anyhow, that's going to tie in directly over to the road system over here.
Eddie, while Bob has got this up, show me where you're talking about specifically on this particular.
You're kind of
right down
are
there.
Are you kind of looking at this?
Okay, so
this
they'll be using
street.
This is the road that they got to improve. It's like a it's a real narrow road down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's got to go to the 24-foot back-to-back curves. And be built all the way through here as an access point through, then they will be building condominiums. They have bought all of this plumb down into this subdivision. They do not own this where the bed and breakfast is, but they have bought all this up in here.
Okay.
So all of that is purchased by them.
Well, actually, that may not affect the gated part because it comes in south of that part that's got the
lower. Out of there
oh, yeah.
That lower part's not gated, is it?
No, it isn't. That's what I
can remember.
I was off on that.
And presently on the property, there were a couple of houses, a little trailer house. Everybody's moved out of there. They shut all the utilities off. It's sitting there vacant.
So these suggestions here are...
That's what he's written.
Okay.
In the building.
He covered everything pretty good.
Well, I mean, I told him
I think that's good. I mean, he might as well do it.
Yeah.
I got one question. On this where it's here, theater, show attraction, ticket sales, that'll all be...
That's usually done over the phone. Most of it is. They market out
and
there.
And they just okay them wherever they're going to. And they
well, or they'll have
be a will call
there that are contacting people selling stuff. They
it's kind of like a visitor
do a
center
lot of
this
them. Right now inside the convenience store there. Jim Thompson's there, like the turn into Walmart. They're dead.
Yeah.
He's got an office in there, and they're just going to move it up into that other building because they don't want to pay rent to Jim and then own this other building, so they just like to move up there with what they do.
The visitor's welcome center, there'd certainly be some traffic coming there for that.
He's going to get them off the highway. Like I said, he put everything down.
That's it. How many welcome centers can we have?
You know, the tourists, I like to see them turn off of there trying to find that.
coming in, that'd be supposedly a high traffic area then.
It will be. Yeah, with a lot of parking. Stormy Point goes in there, they will build units pretty fast. I don't know how they're doing it, but they've been selling at least $2 million of timeshares a month.
And they're using the same road that runs parallel to 65 to go for Stormy Point
district.
Yeah, they're going to. You bet they're going to.
Is that going to interfere with the high school, the traffic with the high school and the kids?
Those kids coming out of there.
But there is an actual road through there now, right?
It's not. It's a good road by the state of MoDOT. It's a MoDOT road. The library up there, you know, they poured the concrete, and it's set here for, 2 years?
At least.
Or three, whatever it is.
We poured it 2 years ago. Okay. That's Buchanan.
Buchanan is up
north.
That's by the school and transfer station.
Yeah.
That's what comes up, and
here's Buchanan.
Ends into this Sunshine Drive.
There is virtually on that road now, there is virtually no traffic.
No traffic.
Goes past the school turnoff.
Past the school turnoff. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always a bed and breakfast and two or three residents.
Because it does. It dead ends right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What will really make it have traffic is the city making them fly across from Branson Hills.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So there might come out Branson Hills, going to head north, going to come through there.
Mm-hmm. Go out to the highway. And that's the way you're going to get people off the highway.
People off 65.
On Buchanan.
If they build a good road into the Branson Hills, they won't all be headed for 65 then.
Yeah. Most of the tourists can't find C-Mix, much less that.
They can see it, they just can't find it.
Yeah. If we haven't stopped all the time, we'll know where it's at.
So what you're saying is, from looking at this map that I have here, that everything south of that fountain street now is going to be commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
South and west. And actually to the north up there is kind of...
Yes.
You can see the property lines, how they jog around in there. And
but that's not in this request.
Yeah. This here... Right?
That's in the city.
Yeah. These buildings right here and the bed and breakfast right here are the only buildings in there are those and this. Everything else is raw ground or proposed development.
We approved that sign back when I was on the planning commission before.
Do we need to take a vote as to whether we accept this concept? Is that the next? Shake your head, Jeff.
It'd be a good idea.
Help me out here.
Okay.
You don't really, if you see an obvious flaw, you point it out to them and let them bring it before us. And then they've still got time to correct it.
Exactly.
Well, with the exception of what you've addressed already with the buffering, and you're on the Board of Adjustment agenda. So I think that's my only objection is to, to get that settled.
Yeah, it's on the agenda. We tried to structure this. I talked to Bob about it. We submitted both of them at the same time. But we held this back a month, well, actually 2 months, the way the racetrack fell in there, so that we could get on the Board of Adjustments and have that done before we get to the public hearing. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, if there's no further questions, and Mr. Wolf, for any further discussion, then we need to take a vote as to whether to go ahead and approve this for public hearing for what it would be January?
Yeah, that'll be... let's see. January 9th.
Public hearing on January the 9th. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
You're just fly spit tonight, aren't you? All in favor? Say aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed?
I abstain.
Okay, Country Park will be up for public hearing on January the 9th. And the next one we're looking at is American Sportsman Holding Company. And up steps Mr. Wolf again.
Have you ever seen a cell tower that looks like a tree?
Yes, sir. Three or four.
In Florida.
Yeah, here's one of them on the picture right here.
That's right. I've seen them.
That's what this is for is we're having a lot of trouble with coverage down at Big Cedar and the valleys. You know, they can't, with their radios and everything, they can't communicate the way they want to. Well, Mr. Moore's is wanting to build a cell tower out there, and this guy's on one of their lots is an 80-foot-tall pine tree. And it would be setting south of the lodge up on the other hillside. And I don't know what old Bob's got here to show you, but I have sent him
pretty much put everything in, I think, that you've forwarded me.
Yeah. Right there where it says, where he's showing the highlighted lot, they own basically everything around it. It's in various names, but they own it. And the house there, they own it. And they own the parcels adjoining it and everything there. And that's where they're proposing to set it. As you can see there, if it's, the picture's a little farther north, there's not hardly any development toward the lodge except for the cabins and stuff down below that is wrapped around the coast.
Oops, wrong way, sir.
And that's the sole purpose of it, is to serve Big Cedar. Now, it will be set up to where if somebody wants to put a communication deal to it, it'll be set up that way. It's not gonna, so it's not going to be completely private, but it will have that capability. And so if somebody else didn't want to get on the tower. But if you go out to Big Cedar, everything is camouflaged the best they can camouflage it to make it look appealing to the area. That's what they're trying to do. And he's got all the information, why they need it there. The maps are there for that. I can give you any information you want. And the gentleman named Paul is the engineer on it. I can't pronounce his last name. Walbuka? Very nice engineer, but that shows there some of the coverage in there and some gaps that they're having problems with. If they're trying to get that communication.
And then there's the...
Because they actually, if you take their properties, what they own to the north and to the south, they reach them all the way from the Arkansas border, from the Key Highway of my Jellystone. And they're trying to cover all of those areas. And they own a land mass that are about 3,000 acres.
Mr. Ashley, did I usurp some of your... responsibilities denied.
Oh, no, you're
I apologize
fine.
For that.
No, you're
it
fine.
It just dawned on me that you haven't talked very much tonight, and I think you usually talk more than you than you have tonight.
Well, and on the concept hearings, I know normally it's primarily the applicant, so I just wanted to have some information prepared.
Put your 2 cents worth in there, please. That's what you get paid for. Apologize.
No.
But any information that you just want to see, I'll take it for you. I can give whatever you want. But I think I've pretty well got everything involved that deals with the tower, with the coverage issues, what the tower is going to look like.
I'm just out of curiosity. I mean, it has...
The other thing that Bob's got is from OPV, Over Paradise Village Homeowners Association. They've already signed the letter and everything, and that's been given to Bob that they approved that this lot be used for this tower.
Is that on 86 side?
Yes.
Coming down?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're agreeable. There's, so far as I know, there's nothing there to deal with as far as the Homeowners Association, because they've already got that letter signed by the chairman and everything.
I just have a question. This is just for my edification. Most towers that we have looked at and approved have got guy wires to hold. How are they? This one.
Freestanding, no guy
wires. You don't have a guy wires on a monopole.
I think it's.
Structurally.
I love the concept. I think it's.
Structurally.
It'll stick out, but I
well,
love
you
the
know, it just.
But I've seen them out west, and they blend
do.
In very well.
They really
saw one
do.
Up yeah. just off the Pennsylvania Turnpike one time that really fit in well.
From what the engineer tells me, if there was a problem with the tower, that instead of it falling this way or that way, it will go straight down.
Straight down.
And that's the way it's structured.
Well, I've always been told
like
the same thing. That they
It's just like the ones without the branches.
And I think it's,
but it's
especially in this area, I think it's a really interesting
Yeah.
getting hit off the property if it fell and jumped
trees
off the
probably way. 50 foot, 50, 60, you'll stick up 20 foot above the horizon probably.
Leave it up to Johnny.
Well,
all the curbs.
Fair than big old steel structure out there. And
I just wonder if he can afford it.
We'll find out.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the concept of American Sportsman Holdings Monopine for public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I read that.
Was that a yes? Okay. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Okay, the public hearing for this project will be also heard on Monday, January the 9th as well.
I have a question. Is the board not going to hear anything in February this year? Or are they going to hear?
That was one thing we looked at, is and that was one conversation I had with Sean after the meeting, is it is supposed to be set aside just strictly for code amendments, basically. And so I think that's what we're going to look at is
it's seeing. It's been done every way.
Yeah.
For years. They've had done that, had meetings. And
there's your chance.
What? Coming out of fishing?
No, yeah.
Oh. I'm just wondering if you can make a decision yet because we've got, you know,
five. Well, I think so. Part of it, to give a good answer, would be determined by whether our commissioners.
If they act on anything we present to
them, that could change it.
No. And that, happened for, you know, 2 years that I know of. We're hoping that maybe, well, your barrier, that was something that we put up in front of them, too.
Well, when I submitted it, Bob told me that he thought that it might be signed and adopted before I get to the Board of Adjustment, and nothing's happened.
As far as we know, there hasn't been anything happened.
No, not yet, anyway.
When will you know for sure? So.
Yeah.
You know,
I would.
Is it, you're wanting to put our feet to the fire?
No, you know, somebody ask me, you know, if you heard, I kind of like to know. So
I personally would like to see it go ahead if we've got projects that's going to benefit the county to let it come ahead and come through. And not wait on this, because it may or may not happen. And if we have a concept or two, how long is it going to take? I'll stay.
Yeah,
we won't have anything else to talk about. So, because we've already submitted what we're going to submit.
Now, I'll make a motion on that if you want to do that, that we do accept projects for February.
Maybe we should do that under new business then?
No.
Well,
it's in your bylaws.
Now, basically the bylaws states that that those meetings will be devoted code amendments.
That's true. Does it say exclusively?
We do have two things already that Sean has asked to be discussed in February. So you might want to
change. Now we got 3.5 hours allotted to us anyhow.
No.
So before we have to close up and open a new meeting. I've been here to midnight before.
I've been here until 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not that way now. Anyhow, I'll check with Bob when you need to do on that. Go from there. Good evening.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. old business, Mr. Ashley.
Well, we had initially put code amendments on there just because we had them on the last agenda. And we weren't certain if that discussion was going to be complete, but we have forwarded the amendments to the county commission, and hopeful to.
I understand you both emailed them and hand delivered them.
Yes.
To them.
Yes.
Okay. And we've heard nothing back from our recommended amendments.
Not at this point, anyway.
Okay. That was old business.
one thing I made the commission aware of last week, but I made one recent event is the water quality lab. As most everybody knows, the sewer district is splitting from the county. It's going to be its own autonomous entity. And as a part of that split, the water quality lab is now going to fall under the planning department. So basically this one water quality technician, it is now going to be basically a planning department staff person.
Is that Scott or is that somebody else?
Mike Cole.
Yeah, Mike Cole.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we have 5 employees. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're growing in leaps and bounds. Any other business that any of y'all want to discuss?
Was we going to bring that up in February, Bob, about the curb and stuff?
You really can. Sean's got a few items that he wants to look at concerning the bylaws, and so really, any proposed amendments could really be brought up at that time.
Would we bring it up then, or we could talk about it now, or what?
Well, we actually have code amendments on the agenda, so we actually could. We actually could discuss it this evening, even.
My only concern is that Sean is not here, and Sean is very familiar with this, and I think his... I would like to get his input. Did we get his input at the last meeting?
No, I just brought it up tonight.
Okay.
What are you bringing up?
And we can talk about it when he's here. It'd be better, I guess. I just don't understand on the road end of it. I got a pamphlet on that. The lots, it's 5 acres, and the lots, it's 2 acres. There's a different standard for curb and gutter and road, solid road, chip and seal. Hmm. And I'm wondering why they ain't both the same.
The reason they shouldn't be.
Why are we wanting to make them chip and seal and curb and gutter for 2 acre lots, right, Bob? And they're not for 5.
More density, probably.
One thing I might bring up, we may have 2 separate issues in a way, because part of this is addressed in our code book, but part of this is addressed in the road standards, which would fall under the Road and Bridge Department. Because their standards specify, and I think you're exactly right, they break it down by acreage, but then our code book also speaks to lots that are less than 5 acres, just basically having to have access to a road right-of-way or easement. So it's actually kind of...
Which would supersede?
Well, if I understand it right, we're making the 2 acre... lots and less curb and gutter, chip and seal, or a hard surface road. And the 5 acre lots, if I understand the way I read it, it's just they can just put a dirt road in there. I mean, according to the county book now, it's stating that it should be a hard surface road, but.
Yeah, pretty much all the code book spells out is you're really right. Right now, the way it's written, if they're 5 acre tracts or larger, it requires the 50 foot of right of way, but it doesn't really specify right now that they construct
what type of roadway,
whether it be asphalt or chip and seal or.
And I think this is a legitimate concern. Well,
what's fair to the 2 acres is the 5 acres. I don't see why it's split up.
But one or the other should supersede the other. So we've got to find out who's the head duck.
Whether planning and zoning or whether the road and bridge.
Comes right down to that.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, that's pretty much the question.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't go very far around. I kind of come to the point usually.
Yeah. You want to research that for us,
yes.
Mr. Allen?
Yeah, I'll do some research on this.
And find out.
Because
you
I need
let
to.
Us know. Do you have any more discussion? Bob will check on that, and I think that, and then to maybe go from there.
I got another question for the. I've been gone for a while, and we had a sunset on permits issued, and now there's no sunset on
Oh, yes.
I want to know what the current, what's the current standard? So that, I should have already read this, reread it again, but I don't understand. They did away with the sunset on them, because we used to have it, if there wasn't anything done in a year or any activity taken, then the permit went away and it was back to agricultural. And I understand there's been a change on this.
And it was changed prior to me starting here,
yes,
but
it was.
It's my understanding in January of this year, they changed the verbiage just on Division III permits, exactly what you're talking about.
Division III, and that's what I was talking about, because I can see that airport down there, going down there, and I can't see it being finished up in the next 30 days if we approve it. I can more likely see it, not everything being anything done for a long, long time. And then we're going to have that hanging out there again. Now, that's what I'm seeing. I may be wrong.
Well, that's why I was disgusted and brought it up about the, at least getting it up to date now, mm-hmm. and getting its disturbance permit done now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine.
It could end up like the same project that she just didn't finish down there in your neighborhood.
I think the reason behind changing that was they had to come back every year and get it renewed.
That's right.
Yes.
We gave the authority to do it without coming before us. Let the administrator renew it.
But it still, but does it still have to be renewed? No.
It really doesn't at
Once
this point.
Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
That was the way I understand.
I don't like that personally. I was the one that instigated the change way back when, that they do something or it goes away. And that, to me, my line of thinking on that is it does away with a creation of a big backlog of projects. You could go 20 years down the road and have a project to approve, and all of a sudden they pick up the ball and start to run, and it might not fit what's going on at that time period.
I think it was contingent as long as it was the same project, as long as
with
it
no
met.
Changes.
As long as it met. That
still may not.
Yeah.
But I still, there's things change. It don't always fit.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. It keeps us involved and keeps up to date on what permits.
That's right. You know what's up. You do. I mean, I know it's more work for Bonita, but
maybe
you do.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. You just do
a review on it. It's not a, to me. It
was especially actually my job. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I kept the Division Threes and made sure that they had complied with the decision record and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever somebody, went past their year date, then I gathered those up and would put them on the agenda.
I thought what we were doing
I disagree with that decision, and I just go on record as that.
Well, couldn't we come up with some kind of system where unless there were significant changes down the road, then they could just be approved?
Right. You can't do their contingency. You can't hit it. You just can't do it.
And I think that's what, if I remember correctly, there was some outside questions about this, and as opposed to having somebody come back every year because they ran out of money and all of a sudden they got, was it as long as they did? The racetrack was one of the ones.
But the only thing they have to do is renew the permit once a year.
And I agree with you. I agree. I think that there was just some controversy to something very simple.
I was here at a meeting or two when I went on the board.
That as long as they met, they came back and met everything that they said they were going to do, then they didn't have to come back. But if they changed something, then they would have to come back.
I think it makes more work for our staff in the long run, because you've got all those permits hanging out there and you got to go check them every once in a while and make sure there's not anything happening there. So I really think it's less work on staff, because you have a smaller quantity of projects going on at a particular specified period of time.
Do you want to work on some sort of verbiage to...
I mean, we can do it in February.
And I was saying to Bob, maybe since he works with this every day, maybe he can come up with some sort of verbiage that would work for both circumstances and then present it in February when we discuss.
Well, and of course, I don't know where this is going to go and what kind of support or whether or not it's going to have support.
No, it may not. But, I mean, I may be the only one in the county feels that way.
I
think you've got a viable concern.
Yeah. Well, we had a concern about it years ago on the commission, and I was the one that kind of instigated putting the sunset clause on the thing, but give them plenty of once a year. What's the big deal about once a year? You know, I mean,
yeah,
was my thinking.
Well, it also brings money into the coffers, which, you know, I mean, in this economy.
Well, that's another point. I think we're in direct violation of even charging for pitch.
Well,
I do. I firmly believe that. We are not following the Hancock Amendment at all. And that's not just us. It's lots of them. And if somebody ever challenges it, I will go on record as saying we will lose. Anybody want to vote on that?
Well, it's like you have to have a contract. I mean, it's just the fees. They're government fees, and that's how we support the government.
Without a vote of the people. That is the Hancock Amendment in a nutshell. I'm not saying that it isn't a good thing, and it's probably necessary, and it helps defray the costs, and I understand all that, but... And then they refunded them.
And I had to refund it. That has changed since then. And I was also here when we decided to start charging. I don't remember a few hours ago, but something has changed, which allows us to be able to do that. Because I was real worried about it.
I still am. Check up on that and alleviate my fears. It don't feel fine, but I just feel like we're in violation. And if you tell me where we're not, well, I'll back off. I'll quit.
Well, I'm not that familiar how broad the Hancock Amendment goes, but if we're in violation, there's a lot of other places in violation.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Absolutely.
We really aren't even enough to even bother with. We really need to charge more.
That's true. I'm not arguing that point. I just don't really, you know, we're always talking about being fair and treating people right and doing the same, and I personally, if you can show me where, then I'll leave my fears and I'll feel a lot better about being sitting here.
Well, if it violates the Hancock Amendment, I'm surprised it hadn't already been challenged in the court.
Well, there's not enough money to challenge, usually. It costs money to challenge something like that, and somebody's going out here and doing a little project out here. And they say, it's only X amount of dollars. Just pay it. It's fed into the cost of the project, and it's just it's easier to go along than it is to argue.
Talking about the fees, I'd like to bring up about the land disturbance bond money. That seems to be way too low, way too cheap, because we can't go out there and repair any of these grounds for $750 an acre.
Well, what's the definition of repair? I mean, putting the trees back? You've got to get into a definition, I'd say, of what the repair is.
I think we've already got. We should have.
Yeah, there it's written out pretty well.
Yeah, but that amount of money is just not.
Well, I don't know. I have friends. Do this for a living, JLA, up at Brookline, and they do it for less money than that all the time. They're doing a lot of it over by Dunwig and Joplin and stuff like that. They've got contracts with the state and everything, and they do 400 or 500 acres a year over there, and it'll run between $400 and $500 to reclaim them where you don't have, you know, massive excavation or something like that. But it's still, even with straw and seeding and
Then that would probably work if it's not massive.
Well, I mean, you get down like Russell Cook's deal and have to put all that dirt and rock back. Right?
That's what brought it to mind.
Yeah.
And then this airport. And then the old airport that she had started before that's still sitting down there.
Yeah.
We didn't get any fee for that, but it certainly cost you more than that to put that dirt back.
Well,
that pile of dirt that's down there.
And that's why
that's a heck of a pile of dirt.
Eddie didn't like it when I brought it up about changing, you know, tabling that. But if we don't do something, I'm going to vote against that deal.
My question was, if they met all the requirements for DNR and...
Well, they haven't, though.
I mean, if they meet all those requirements, how can we not approve it?
But they haven't done
that. They have legal right to not approve it.
They haven't.
But they haven't excavated anything and changed the lay of the land or anything. And you go into court, and they could probably say it, if they want to just turn the other cheek, say, well, we're just doing agriculture. So then we got to thinking about that. I don't know which way a court would go. And I'm like you. I don't like it, but I don't think we can panic every time a bulldozer starts.
No. And she can finish this project without any problem.
Yeah.
Now, isn't the DNR that's got control of the erosion plans and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We've got no control of that.
And she has started that ball rolling, but it hasn't continued, it sounds like.
Yeah,
being in the intensive care, she's still doing business on everything else.
Basically, it requires a permit through both the county and the state. The county actually has what's called a local approved program, where the county essentially gets preferential treatment from the DNR. We submitted for this program sometime in the early mid-90s.
Did they not pull that?
It's set to expire in May of this next year.
Okay, it was my understanding that they were not going to renew it because of what happened with the racetrack.
At least in conversations with the county commission, they've expressed that they do want to reapply. Now, I don't know whether or not...
the DNR will approve it.
Exactly. But the county commission has said that they do want to reapply. It gives the county developers somewhat preferential treatment, really, because basically if the county issues something, a land grading permit, the DNR has agreed that they'll issue a land grading permit over the counter, where normally it's a 60 to 90-day process. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, the commission has stated that they want to renew that. That may require, honestly, updating our regulations. It may require, and so that's one of the things I've really...
Probably a good plan. I know back in the mid-90s, it got to be a six-month application thing from DNR.
Yes.
It was just unreal. And they had to circumvent a few things to make have any progress.
Well, that might be something we need to look at, too.
That's on my to-do list. Okay. I plan to...
I figured it probably was. I'm sure it's on page 238 of your to-do list.
I'm going to...
You would have done their report.
They basically just want us to submit. They don't really have an application per se, but we have to present a letter... Explaining
to
exactly
the DNR you're talking about.
Yes, to the DNR with a copy of our current soil and erosion control regs, explaining how we enforce them and what we do and how everything handled.
The commissioners don't.
She wants to build condos.
Not mention anything, but there was a period of time that a certain engineering company's got all kind of work, and they're big selling.
Well, no, we were just
thinking get it through the DNR in record speed time. And I mean, they got all kind of projects.
There was any plan.
I don't know how they got all that, but that's.
I will entertain a motion if we're finished talking and chit-chatting. And I think that we have discovered, we've covered some relative pertinent ground tonight.
Exactly.
And I'm glad that you brought up the issues.
Well, it concerns me. Right?
Well, no, and I think that's important. I think that's what our job is.
And if I'm overruled and everything, I'll live with that.
But I think that's give and take is very good. We can
name
listen
of the
to
game.
Yours, and this is, I mean,
that's
this
the
is
name
what,
of the game.
Exactly. You have to know both sides of an issue so you can make a good judgment.
I've been here a long time, won a few, lost a few.
So, you need to listen to both sides and consider both sides of an issue.
Absolutely.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I abstain.
I'm going to throw this one at you, kiddo. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Meeting.